Welcome to our special weekend show, Sunday Uncensored. Every week, we produce four uncensored episodes of the TimCast IRL podcast exclusively at TimCast.com, and we're going to bring you the most important for our weekend show. If you want to check out more segments just like this, become a member at TimCast.com. Now, enjoy the show. Joe Biden, the administration, is suing Arizona over proof of citizenship voter law. Justice Department says GOP-backed law turns back the clock. State Republicans say it is aimed at curbing fraud. I want to start by talking about this, but I'm also really curious about your thoughts, Carrie, on the voter fraud stuff, on the Arizona investigation, and what's happening with all of that. So let's just start simply addressing this, because this is the big news. What's going on with this law? Why is Biden suing Arizona?
Because we want to make sure you're a citizen when you vote. And I believe it was the Supreme Court.
I'm sorry. That's all you're doing. And Joe Biden's trying to stop you from doing that?
Yes.
What the fuck?
Exactly. I mean, we've been saying that they want this crush of illegal immigration because they want to change the voting demographics. They can't win on their ideas because the American people have figured it out. Their ideas are horrible. You know, the Democrat ideas, just go to California. And we in Arizona, you know, a day trip to California and you see just this dead end Democrat policy in full display destroying a once great state.
There is poop all over the streets.
Drug use. They've not dealt with the homeless problem. They've allowed the misery to continue and to grow. It's unfair for the homeless people. And it's really unfair for the taxpayer as well.
But they have a Democrat supermajority in most of these cities and in the state, don't they?
And their
agenda, they have no obstructions. They can do all of their hopes and dreams could be accomplished.
Well, but people are waking up to it and they're leaving California and they're going to these other states. And so they can't win on their ideas. And so therefore they have to bring people in and allow this illegal immigration to go unchecked. And now we know that we've been saying for a long time they want to change the demographics. They want Democrat voters.
They're saying
this proves it. Because when we make a law, when the people of Arizona send their representatives to our state capitol and they make a law to protect us so that American citizens are only able to vote, the Department of Justice comes in and sues us over that law because they want people to vote
illegal. Do you believe that, twofold question, do you believe illegal immigrants, or I should say non-citizens of all types, do you believe they are voting in current elections, and do you believe they voted in previous elections?
Yes. I think the estimate, and I don't quote me on this, I think it was 30,000, it's believed, voted for sure in the last election in Arizona.
How do they vote?
In the federal election.
Yeah, how does a non-citizen vote? I mean, they just go in, they cast a vote. How are they on the voter? How are they in the system?
Well, I mean, one of the things about getting a voter, I had a guy who used to be pretty high up in ICE, and he said one of the reasons that people who are here illegally really want to get a voter ID card is because if you can get a voter ID card, that is one of the documents you need to prove to be able to work in this country legally.
Interesting.
And so it's one of the documents on, I think it's the I-9 form, when you're trying to prove you can be legally employed, if you can say you've got a voter ID card. Now, some states, Arizona, you have to have a legal driver's license, and they don't give driver's licenses to people who are here illegally. But other states, they do. That's why it's really important. That's how they, I think, get people in to vote who are here illegally. They say, then you'll have a document to use when you go to apply to work legally on your I-9 form. Regardless, though, people are voting illegally, but I'm really appalled and just as appalled by the made-up phony ballots that are being harvested and trafficked. There's nobody behind the ballot. They're just filling them out. And that's what was happening in Arizona. I don't know if you've seen the movie 2000 Mules, Dinesh D'Souza's movie, and the True the Vote people taking video evidence of people trafficking ballots. These aren't even people.
Yeah.
These are just people who filled out ballots illegally. And they estimated, and this is a conservative estimation, 200,000 were pumped into Arizona. Joe Biden won by 10,457 votes.
So I Google searched it, and the first thing that comes up is there's a lawsuit. They're saying unverified. A lawsuit claims 234,570 extra votes were cast by non-citizens in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, enough to deliver a win for President-elect Joe Biden. According to a report from Just Facts Daily, the website is an extension of the conservative-leaning research institute Just Facts. So they just say unverified. That's all they really
say.
Well,
that's what they say about all of the facts. We have a ton of evidence, a mountain of evidence, and you hear these dumb reporters go, there's no evidence. Yes, there is. You're just either too dumb, too lazy, or unwilling to look at it, or you're working for a company who refuses to cover it, and you are attached to that paycheck and are unwilling to walk away as a journalist when you're being told not to cover a story. Our election was fraudulent. We had a ton of corruption. This is a huge story. They should be covering it.
I'm going to pause real quick for our good friends at NewsGuard. USA Today, a NewsGuard certified source with 100 out of 100, says the claim is plausible but unproven.
Wait, USA Today is an actual considered a good source?
USA Today, I mean, considering the 23 fake sources they put out, but this is important. This is important.
Sorry.
They're going to come to this. The fact checkers and the Media Matters people will watch this. And they're going to try and claim that you are saying nonsense or whatever, so I'll say it right here. I agree that it's an unproven claim. I agree that it's plausible. USA Today said it's plausible but unproven. Wonderful. Let's get an investigation. How about that?
Yeah, let's show some curiosity as a journalist out there and go, wow, we're seeing evidence. We're seeing these videos of people shoving all the ballots in. That's illegal. Why aren't they more curious about that? Aren't they inquisitive as journalists?
Because what we have with 2,000 mules is evidence. I wouldn't say it is definitive. It is proof beyond a reasonable doubt, but it is evidence, and evidence warrants an investigation, a very serious one, into all of these people, what they were doing, why they were doing it. Now, if the reality is it's going to hurt the Democrats, of course they'll oppose
it's
it. It's
going to hurt a lot of Republicans as well.
Oh,
they
I'm
knew
sure.
that they had a corrupt election at play. A lot of people in power in Arizona. They watched it play out, then they certified a corrupt election. And we have an illegitimate president in the White House. And stolen elections have serious consequences. I say deadly consequences, because we've got fentanyl pouring over at record numbers. I talked to a mother and father whose 22-year-old daughter took a half a Xanax pill and died of a poisoning.
Wow.
Half a Xanax, a pill of anything shouldn't kill. It was laced with
fentanyl.
Jeez. Two 19-year-old boys in Prescott Valley died when they took a pill. So they're poisoning and weakening America with this, and the CCP is behind it, funneling it through Mexico into Arizona, and they're trying to weaken this country.
This is crazy.
Take our
shit.
Young people.
So
that's all because of a stolen election and a corrupt election. And we had the pullout of Afghanistan. We lost 13 of our finest men and women in the military.
And it was a surrender. It was a surrender in Afghanistan. That we surrendered to the Taliban. We were winning the war, and Biden surrendered the war. All the people and gear, billions of the lives, tens of thousands of people that were left to die with their children. It was the largest flaw in American military history.
And you know who
the media hardly covers it.
It's fucking insane. He is such a shitty leader.
It's like when Ian goes off on Biden, you gotta let him go with it.
Wow. I don't know that anger is the way out of it. That's the why I don't bring it up a lot, but good God, he's terrible.
Do you know who benefited from this? He's not good at his job.
He's the commander in chief of the fucking military, and he surrendered to the Taliban.
Do you know who benefited from Afghanistan?
The Chinese.
China.
The Chinese are set up over
the
there.
Resources.
They're moving in, and they're going to take it.
Thanks.
I think Joe Biden.
And I have that same anger toward the media for refusing to cover that story. Barely got any coverage.
You know, Biden gave Megan Rapinoe the Medal of Freedom. He issued.
Wonderful.
Where we have people like Tim Kennedy, who went into Afghanistan to retrieve thousands of people that were fleeing for their lives from the Taliban after the surrender. I don't know, where's the media attention on Tim Kennedy right now? Tim Kennedy's a fucking American hero. Mm-hmm. And Megan Rapinoe, I don't know what she did to deserve the Medal of Freedom exactly. I don't think she's ever served.
Yeah. Kneeling for the national anthem. Disrespect for our country. You know, I look back at, somebody sent me the most, it was the singing of America the Beautiful. And it was a bunch of Hollywood stars from like John Wayne to, you name it, all those, that era. And they got together, and it was a little clip of each of them singing like a few words, and they edited it together. And I thought, wow, gosh, this is, you know, a generation or so ago. And they were so patriotic, our stars and celebrities. They love this country. Now, can you imagine?
Now they
our
sing
celebrities?
Imagine.
Yeah, they sing Imagine.
Literally.
But, you know, can you imagine that we should have love for our country? That's what draws us together. We can be from different places, grow up in different states, be immigrants from different places coming to America and getting citizenship legally. And different backgrounds, different religions. And that is that common thread that binds us together, our patriotism for, and our love for this country. And the left turned that into a bad thing because they knew with a President Trump leader and great policy, and if he brought people together under the beautiful patriotism and love for this country, that he was unstoppable. And so they divide us and they make that a bad thing.
I felt like 9/11, the Patriot Act, the National Defense Authorization Act, and George Bush's, Dick Cheney's wars in Iraq, basically Cheney and Halliburton's wars in the Middle East, that made me hate America. It made me think it was a fucking evil military machine that I would just happen to have been born into. I didn't realize that it was global organizations like corporations and shit that have basically co-opted our organization with the Federal Reserve and these quasi, like the Federal Reserve bows to the Bank for International Settlements in Switzerland. It's an arm of a Swiss bank, and we're letting it control for 100 years our system. It's not the Americans that's the problem. It's not the Constitution's amazing. If you read if you adhere to the Constitution, that's, I think, the key. It's not what America has become that's so great. It's what it could be and what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, but you know, you give someone control of the currency and they don't care about the Constitution or the laws, right?
I think that we've seen
printing,
that.
And they're printing. The printing press is going, you know, full steam ahead.
Oh,
constantly.
Going burr. Well, so let's go back to the election stuff. So you don't think that Joe Biden won? You think that was fraud?
I think there was fraud. I mean, even Karen Fan says we cannot tell who won that election because there was so much corruption. Some of it's corruption. Some of it's malfeasance. Some of it's just ineptitude. So many laws were broken, and election laws and election rules were broken. And then they were creating new election rules, and the only people who can create election law are state legislators. And they usurped that, and they had people who had no right to change election laws, changing election laws. You know, it's interesting, they used COVID. They shut down our churches and schools. Now, where did we used to vote? Churches and schools and small precincts where we could control and easily spot corruption. They moved us into these voting centers. And I think it was a way they used COVID to really affect this election.
As governor, do you have any plans to address the 2020 election?
Yes. We have to get through 2022, and I think they're trying to set things up to try to cheat, to steal this one, to be honest. And here's how.
Gubernatorial and
this coming election right now, and you know the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans are afraid of me. They do not want a Trump Republican. They don't want an America First candidate, and they're doing everything they can. We've been number one in polls since day one. Our opponent is our internal polling. That's the good stuff. Okay, that's where you tell the pollster, give it to me straight. I just want the truth. And the internal polling I've seen that we've done shows us anywhere between 20 and 15 points up. That's huge. Now, they get these fake pollsters to put public polling out and go, oh, it's a tight race. They're trying to set the public up for, oh, it's a tight race. Then they do these BS articles that we showed in the Tim Cast, the other segment we did, saying, oh my gosh, independents need to vote for the other person, not Kerry. So they're trying to set this up, I believe, to try to steal it. But we're going to show up in droves. We have a movement everywhere we go. If we go to a place and there's supposed to be 40 people, we'll have 100 people. People are off the couch in the game, and they are going to vote like their lives depend on it.
I think what we need to get.
Oh, but then I didn't answer if how I'm going to fix it.
Oh, yeah, let's hear it.
We're going to have a red wave, and we are working hard to get America First people in our state legislature. And we're going to shore up our election laws because we want honest elections. I don't want any special treatment as a Republican. And I don't want to give the Democrats any special treatment, a level playing field. I believe in election day, to be honest. Paper ballots, back to small precincts, hand counting. I'm involved in a lawsuit right now in federal court to ban the use of these electronic voting machines. You've heard of them. They're ESNS, Smartmatic, Dominion, you name it. These machines, they won't tell us how they work. They've got software. Everyone, if you've ever dealt with software, you know it could be hacked. It's not transparent. And we know for a fact that they've given inaccurate results. Case in point, in Georgia, this last primary election, they did a hand count in two counties. They took the machine count, and the first place winner in the machine count turned out to be third place in the hand count.
Oh my gosh.
Vice versa, the third place winner in the machine count, and the hand count was the first place winner.
Oh.
How long has this been going on?
Well, I saw a testimony from the late 2008, or maybe it was like 1998, from a guy in Florida testifying that he wrote code to flip vote tallies 51-49. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, would anyone see it in the code? He's like, not a, you don't have it. The source code, you couldn't find
we
it.
We have a ironclad case. We have the best experts in cyber. We have the best experts in elections that are have put statements in our case. We've got an amazing attorneys, and we even brought a liberal attorney in. We don't want people to think this is partisan. I'm involved in this because I want to make sure we have a country. I want my kids to be able to vote and know that their vote counts. We brought Alan Dershowitz in because we wanted to show, hey, look, we're not trying to have a partisan case here. This is about getting these machines out. We take our sacred vote. We handed 100% of it over in Arizona to three private companies who won't even tell us how these machines work, and we trust them to count our vote. Even Kamala Harris in 2017 said she watched with her own eyes as they hacked one of these electronic voting machines right in front of her.
They do it every year at DEF CON in Vegas.
Why are we trusting our vote to this?
It's got to be a global.
And so we're fighting
I have no idea.
Hopefully we get some resolution on this case. It's working its way through the process. Of course, Katie Hobbs, who's going to be my Democrat opponent, is named in the lawsuit. And our Board of Supervisors in Maricopa County and Pima County are named in the lawsuit. And they want the judge to just dismiss it. But we're saying, no, it's too important.
I don't know if you're able to, if you have the time. When's the primary? August?
August 2nd. But again, we're right in the middle of early voting.
Right. DEF CON in Vegas is August 11th to the 14th, and they have, I think, something called Voter Village.
He's going to that.
So they do this all the time. They take voting machines, and they just let people go at it, and you will watch someone in 5 minutes hack a voting machine. Hmm. So you should definitely check it out if you have the time, or have someone you know check it out.
It's maddening.
Talk to these people, because you're going to meet, you might find some 16-year-old kid who is just like, oh, I can give you the documents on how to hack the machine. Here you go.
Here.
And they'll hand it to you, and it'll break it all down.
Maybe you can pull this up. This is Diebold. These guys, it's called, it's on YouTube video. Computer programmer testifies he coded computers to rig elections. And it's like a 12-minute video of him testifying in Congress.
Oh, and we have a lot of this in our case. I mean, some of the stuff that you're talking about might even be in our case, because we talk about how easily they can be hacked into. And they don't even have to be hooked up to the internet, by the way. People who go, it wasn't hooked to the internet, doesn't matter. You can still hack these and you can still change votes.
That's a serious manipulation. So, there's something called bluejacking, for instance. When your Bluetooth is on, someone can hack into your phone, whether it's connected to anything or not. If your Wi-Fi is on, oh, it's not connected to the internet. Someone else can force their way in through open connection.
This guy's name is Clinton Eugene Curtis, for anyone that wants to reference his testimony about.
Is it this one right here? We got pulled up?
That's him, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, it's a 12-minute video.
It's a long video, but man, he says some damning stuff.
I think
under
we actually
oath.
Might have some of that in our case. And this CISA stuff that came out, or CISA, I forget how you say it. Basically, they said in the 2020 election, there were problems. Now, they didn't look into all of the corruption into it, because they're not saying it doesn't exist. It's just they didn't dig into it. But they are acknowledging that these machines are not secure and are not transparent. Why are we trusting our vote to
them? I think, you know, for me, I'm not – I think the fraud narrative makes it unapproachable for average people. They hear this story about a big scheme or a conspiracy, and they go – they fan you off. You tell them, hey, a private company owns our voting machines. Isn't that a little weird? And that's an open door. And they'll be like, what, private company runs it? Yeah. Why is it like, shouldn't the public own that stuff? Why should a massive multinational corporation with billionaires running it be in charge of how we get to vote? We should have public open source voting machines or paper ballots, right?
Yeah. And guess that's who makes the components on those machines? Our adversaries.
Right.
In China. And France got rid of them this last election, and they counted 67 million votes in one night. We can do that.
We need to get rid of voting month. Elections are supposed to be one day, as per the Constitution. Mm-hmm. One day to go vote, and that's it. And if you can't get the job done, too fucking bad.
You need it, because you can't, it's not ethical to know how many votes got tallied yesterday so that you know how many more you need to win, because then that's an incentive to cheat the system.
That's exactly what's going on here. And, I actually suggest that our, you know, right now, Maricopa County is what kind of decides the election. And they get all the votes from every other county in, and they add them up and go, okay, you know, what do we need to win this election? How many more votes? It took 10 or 11 days to keep counting votes in 2020. And we kept saying, how many more votes do you have to count? How many more? We couldn't get a straight answer on that. Because the answer was, we're going to keep counting until our guy wins. And we're not going to allow that to happen anymore.
So these were the unconstitutional administrative changes violating which article is it? The Constitution says only the state legislature can change voting rules. So I think, you know, what needs to be focused on by Republicans right now is targeting the policy manipulation that we saw in Pennsylvania, that we saw in Georgia with Raffensperger and Kemp, what you saw in Arizona.
Wisconsin. Did you see the elderly people at the nursing homes? You know, they had 105% turnout in the nursing homes. And you go and they go, oh, I didn't know that Mr. Smith voted. He's 98. Let's go interview him. Well, Mr. Smith has been in a vegetative state for 6 years. He doesn't even have power of attorney anymore. And he can't even speak.
That actually happened?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean, this was amazing. They rolled one case after the next. But see, the public doesn't know about this. And I don't blame you for not knowing because the media won't cover it. This was the saddest thing. I was watching it. We were traveling across the state. And I was watching this one interview after the next. And they're in the nursing home. And you see these people. They obviously can't even feed themselves. Somebody voted for them. Interesting.
Ballot harvesting.
And they had 105% turnout in the nursing homes. Wow. And it was
such obvious
100,000 votes, hundreds of thousands
of Florida,
votes.
In Florida, they were like, we got 127% turnout in this area. And it was like, well, because people moved. And it's like, fuck off.
Yeah. So they found 1,000 ways to cheat. And they utilized each and every one of them. I mean, I think of the case in Sells, Arizona. It's on the Indian reservation. My numbers aren't exactly right. Roughly 1,375 adults who are of voting age. Not even all registered, but that's how many people could vote, okay? If you registered in 2,700 people voted there. They don't even have that many people who are of voting age. So it's all these little ways that they used. We had 740,000 ballots that had no chain of custody. So there, you cannot authorize those ballots and you can't count them, but yet they were counted.
I think the administrative portion of it is the key to everything. I think you can avoid the politics, you can avoid the media, you can avoid the conflict around the word fraud and simply point out election day is a single day. They broke the law, they violated the Constitution by doing election over 4 days, over a week. You can't do that. That right there, in my opinion, invalidates. Anything after, what is it, November 9th should have been in the gutter. They wrote an article, The Shadow Campaign, to save the election, and they explained how they changed the rules in ways that were unconstitutional. They've lost lawsuits. In Pennsylvania, it was ruled, universal mail-in voting was ruled unconstitutional. That's the stuff that I think needs to be focused on and targeted.
We tried that in Arizona, and I was part of the case. I did an amicus brief with that, and we said, look, it's right there in the Arizona Constitution. It says election day, not election month. It says secret ballot. Well, a mail-in ballot is not a secret ballot. And we asked the Supreme Court to rule in that, and they kicked it back down to the lower court. We asked them to rule because time is of the essence, obviously.
Is the Supreme Court Republican, Democrat,
conservative? It's Republican, but, you know, this is not even a Republican issue because we already know that there are...
They're cowards.
Cowards in there, yeah. I mean, we had a Republican governor who certified that election. We've got swamp creatures, okay? Yep. And a lot of them, many, if you look at the people who made all the decisions on what are we going to do with the audit and looking into this corruption, many of these boards of supervisor members won by a couple hundred votes. They maybe don't want to dig into that election because maybe they really didn't win. And I think there's a lot of people, and I know in one of the secret recordings, one of the board of supervisors members said, Jack Sellers, who's another board of supervisors member, probably doesn't want to look into this because he barely won. What if they dig into this and go, I didn't win?
That when the courts are corrupted, then you're fucked. I don't know what to tell you. If, you know, during the 2020 election, the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania, it was all on standing or procedural rules, dismissed these cases.
Never looked at the evidence.
Never on the merit.
Yep.
And when the Republicans said universal mail-in voting in Pennsylvania is unconstitutional, they said too fucking bad. And then after the election, they went, you were right, by the way. And they ruled it unconstitutional. So what the fuck do you do as a country when the court will tell you outright, fuck you, we're certifying this anyway. And then after they do, by the way, it was fraud. Or I should say it was unconstitutional.
Well, here's what you do.
That's what
they said. You vote people in to office who are vowing to get to the bottom of it. I am surrounding myself with, I'm endorsing people who are care about election integrity, and we are going to change the laws and firm them up to solidify our voting rules and laws to make sure that it's fair. All we want is a level playing field so when we go to bed on election night, we know the winner and we're okay with it.
This is the problem. They don't, right? So when you have red states saying, we're going to mind our own business, leave us alone, and the blue states say, fuck you, no, we won't. When you have Republicans saying, we're content with a compromise on abortion, Republican states can have their own way on abortion. So blue states can have it. Red states can say no. And then the blue states say, fuck you. We are going to force you to do what we want. You can't live that way. When you have, you want a level playing field. You want it to be fair. And they're saying, we literally don't care. Mm-hmm. And we will change the rules in ways to benefit us every step of the way. How do you keep playing a board game with someone who is cheating in front of you? And you're like,
that's when
well,
the Supreme Court's got to get involved.
You were recently saying that if people want to vote, they need to show with some effort that they want to vote. And with all this unchecked fraud and also unchecked federal power, why would they want to vote? They don't want to participate in a system that's clearly broken.
And we're getting that a lot, and I keep telling people, vote. I know it's not fixed right now, but I believe this is our last election. If we don't get it right, if we don't get people in who truly care about this country over anything else.
I think it's our last election.
Well, let's get out and vote like our lives depend on it.
What do you think the left will do if Trump wins? You think they're going to sit back and be like, fair game, bravo?
I think the left is shrinking. It's a group of people who are shrinking.
Yeah.
That's true. People run away. I was with Brandon Strzok. He's the guy who came up with the walkaway movement.
Oh, yeah. We've had him on several times.
You need to rename it the runaway for your life movement because people aren't just walking away anymore. They are running away. They're sprinting away from this party. And we're growing. So I don't think the majority is. But I hear what you're saying. If you've got corruption in California and in other blue states, you can fix it in Arizona. But in a federal race, you've got people who shouldn't vote, voter rolls that are a mess.
California's 2-1 Democrat. They're going to keep voting the way they vote. I think if Trump wins, we already saw it when that Boston Globe story where they said they did a war game of the 2020 election. And the Democrats said if Trump wins, they would advocate for the West Coast to secede from the Union. That's in the Boston Globe reporting that. That's John Podesta of the Hillary Clinton campaign arguing for that stance. I think if Trump wins, they know these corrupt people, the bureaucratic state, they know Trump is coming for them and they're in trouble. Mm-hmm. Their best bet is to
hack the election before he can get a chance.
That is to stop them from losing. But if they lose and they can't do anything about it, they're going to be jumping off the side of the ship. They're going to be scuttling away as fast as they can.
I think what they should do now is fess up. We want people to come forward. I mean, the True the Vote people are watching what's happening. And these cell phones and people voting are pretty powerful. You should have those guys on. I know you'd have to put them on the underground show.
True the Vote's
the one putting all the information out that was in 2000 Mules.
Oh. We're working on it. We've got some stuff in the works. I can't talk about it publicly as we're finalizing details and stuff, but we got changes coming.
Is 2000 Mules a must-see?
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. Everybody, and get people who don't even believe that the election was corrupt, get them to watch it. We had a debate, it was really interesting, Republican debate, and I'm running against a rhino who has skipped out. We've had four debates. She skipped out on three of them because she's afraid of me. And she got all memorized. Her consultants had her memorize her lines for 2 months, and she shows up to the debate, and everything's like written by a consultant. And I just kind of stumped everyone because they asked me about the election. I said, let me just see a show of hands. Who thinks that election was corrupt? Well, three of us raised our hand, and she sat there with her hand down. We can't put somebody in office who won't even acknowledge we have corruption in our election system. We've got to get someone who will fix this.
Who is she pandering to? I mean, who does she think is going to vote for her by saying that?
I think she's pandering to the same people who need corrupt elections to win. A lot of them are Republicans and a lot of them are Democrats. The wave of the future for America is America first. And I know people associate that with President Trump. He's the one who kind of ushered in that movement. But that's where we're going.
I think, here's how I'd put it. I don't think it was fraud that got Joe Biden to win in 2020. I think it was corruption. I think there's evidence of fraud, but I don't see that we have definitive proof that fraud put him over the mark. I think we do have evidence that corruption did. Mm-hmm. We have them admitting it in the Time Magazine article. We have numerous states that violated the Constitution. Texas filed a lawsuit over it, and Supreme Court refused to hear it. Mm-hmm. There is ample evidence that corrupt actors in these states changed the rules unconstitutionally to benefit Joe Biden. Is overt, and that's what I, this is why I say this, because I'm like, we know there's fraud. Even Bill Barr said there was fraud. The question is, did it put Joe Biden over the mark? Well, I don't know. What I can tell you is they gave Joe Biden extra days. That's corruption.
He sure seemed very comfortable not campaigning and sitting in his, he felt real comfortable, real secure that he was going to win that. And we also had $480 million, the Zuckerbucks, they call them.
That's corruption.
That's total corruption.
That's absolute corruption. When executives in the states were changing the rules in violation of the Constitution, it's corruption. When Texas says, here's our claim against Georgia, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, I think Nevada and Arizona may have been included in that. And the Supreme Court just says, we're not getting involved. That's cowardice.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm sick of cowards.
Right.
This one's a coward, by the way.
Mm-hmm. It's
cowardice. She had a chance to vote. I'm sorry. I'm going to go in my triggered mama bear here. I told you that the masks on our children are the thing that just killed me the most. Watching, you know, mothers and fathers who had to go off to work and they had to get their kids on the school bus. They know these things were wrong and having to put these masks on their little ones. And she had a chance to vote the kids out of that. Because she was on the governing board for our universities. Mind you, it's 115 degrees in Phoenix in the summer. Come back to school in August. And she voted. She had a chance to vote our kids out of those masks and vaccines. Vaccines aren't even needed for young people.
You know what we need?
She sat the vote out. She refused to vote. That's a coward.
You ever see the movie They Live?
No.
Rowdy Roddy Piper. He finds a pair of sunglasses. When he puts them on, he can see the reality.
Oh, I've seen clips from that.
Some people are aliens. We need that for rhinos and establishment, uniparty, and all that stuff, just to be able to put on the glasses and be like, I ain't voting for you.
You know, well, it takes all you don't need the glasses. You just need to dig around and look into their. Well, we've done the digging and we've looked into her record, her voting record.
What about? In the movie, there's this guy who refuses to wear the glasses, and it's a great movie. You got to watch it. It's Rowdy Roddy Piper is playing this guy. He puts the glasses on. And he goes, holy shit. What is the real world, right?
Mm-hmm.
This other guy says, I ain't wearing those glasses. And he goes, just put them on one time. He goes, no. And they beat the shit out of each other, and he has to force the glasses onto his face. And then finally he goes, what the fuck?
He sees the real world.
But it's such a great metaphor for reality. These Democrat people, no matter what you show them, they refuse. They just say no. They won't hear it. And there are even people who would vote for this person who just refuse to hear it.
Yeah.
I think that you're right, that people need to be exposed. There needs to be a sense of exposure to people that want to work in the public office. They need a certain amount of time front-facing to the public. Yeah. I think it should be required that people that want to be in office have to spend X amount of hours per week communicating with the public,
mm-hmm.
if they're a public official, or at least a front-facing public official, like a political official or something like that.
Yeah, do a debate. In the Democrat that I'm going to be running against in the fall won't do a debate either. She won't debate the fellow Democrats because she's ahead in the polls. Well, I'm ahead in the polls. I'll debate anybody.
Yeah.
I'm not a master debater, but I'm willing to discuss ideas, and that's what the people need. They need to know, what's your idea? And here's what my idea is. Which one's better? And we discuss it.
I think authenticity is what people are craving. And so just having long-form conversations, doing, you know, shows like this, mm-hmm. is what is going to change the game and maybe pull us out of this tailspin. So with that being said, Carrie, it's been a blast. Thanks so much.
I'm so glad to be back on. I had such a great time last time I was here, and I was looking forward to it.
Well, you can come back whenever you want. When you're governor and you're changing the game and changing the world, we'd love to have you back as well.
Thank you. We need to get the people who are listening in Arizona. You know, if you know somebody in Arizona, call them, make sure they vote. I'm open. I would love to have the Democrats who are waking up to the nonsense that they're seeing. And there are probably a lot of people going, wait, this isn't the Democrat Party that I remember. I think if John F. Kennedy were alive today, he would be a Republican, a Trump Republican.
Absolutely.
For sure. So we want your vote. If you're fleeing the Democrat Party and you're waking up, I want your vote. If you are an independent who wants common sense policy, I want your vote. Don't believe what the BS are writing in the news, because they're just trying to stop all of us ultra mega candidates.
Right on. Well, thanks for hanging out.
Thanks.
And for everybody who's a member, thanks for making it possible. And we'll see you all next time.